Now, this week's trend trackdown on Culture Shock comes from Tokyo, where Nicole Fall is on the line. Nicole, I understand that weddings are changing in Japan.
That's right. Weddings have become more bespoke in Japan.
And I've heard that they're looking for a more Western-style ostentatious wedding, the big white dress wedding.
Absolutely. I mean, you may even see a Christian element, a Shinto element, you know, Shinto being the local religion, and as many as four changes of dress in one wedding.
And churches are being built, not real churches, but I suppose facsimiles of churches, some of them being built in shopping malls.
That's right. People here can get married in shopping malls that were built a few years ago, and inside there'll be a replica church taken from the Middle Ages in terms of image. And while shoppers trudge around with bags of shopping, you'll see the happy couple walking down an aisle and crowds of people celebrating their wedding day.
Solves the problem for those guests that have forgotten to buy a present, I guess.
Absolutely, and I suppose their outfit too.
Next, middle-aged men driving the fashion market in an unexpected direction.
Yeah, these middle-aged men in Japan are known as choi waru or yaji. And the translation of this is middle-aged men who are a bit naughty.
Aren't they all?
And what these middle-aged men are doing that's different from their predecessors is instead of wearing boring grey suits and their comb-over hairstyles, they're all shaving their heads and, you know, donning things like lime green jackets.
Why now? What's changed to make these men wake up and start dressing in this completely unexpected way?
I think one of their style leaders was the former Prime Minister, Koizumi, who was immensely proud of his perm. And here was, you know, this politician, or the Prime Minister of the country, standing there, and all of a sudden you had a generation of middle-aged men thinking, maybe there is hope for all of us.
They were really taking their fashion cues from their political leaders, were they?
Political leaders were one of the fashion cues. Another is that in Japan, things really are changing here. Women traditionally would leave the workplace after getting married, but finally women, you know, are pushing the glass ceiling and staying in the workplace. Now men are surrounded by women, and it's vanity also playing a factor.